Buncombe County, Voter Guide Text, U.S. House of Representatives. Members of Congress adopt legislation affecting local, national, and global affairs. All of Buncombe County is in the 11th Congressional District. Incumbent Republican Chuck Edwards is challenged by Democrat Caleb Rudow. Chuck Edwards, Republican, says cut regulations to unleash U.S. energy production, opposes access to abortion as barbaric, says raise Pentagon's budget and cut non-defense budget. Website, ChuckEdwardsForCongress.com, and four is spelled F-O-R. Caleb Rudow, R-U-D-O-W, Democrat, says bring high-paying clean energy jobs to WNC, would restore Roe's production of abortion access, says raise minimum wage and end corporate subsidies. Website, RudowForCongress.com, F-O-R. NC General Assembly. The NC General Assembly has 50 senators and 120 representatives serving two-year terms. They adopt the state budget and laws affecting a wide range of topics. As in Congress, candidates have different views on how to represent the public interest on everything from abortion to tax fairness. See ncvoter.org/guide for more about the candidates in your district. NC Senate District 46. Warren Daniel, Republican, now in the North Carolina Senate, will cut taxes and regulations for corporations to create jobs, will make voting harder and less convenient to reduce fraud. Website, daniel4senate.com, F-O-R. John Ager, Democrat, A-G-E-R, formerly in the North Carolina House, will address income inequality by helping small farms and firms, wants more funds for public schools and safe abortion access. Website, electjohnager.com. NC Senate District 49. Julie Mayfield, Democrat, now in the North Carolina Senate, supports clean energy, voting rights, and affordable housing, will fight for a holistic approach to health and equity. Web, mayfield4ncsenate.com, and four is spelled F-O-R. Christy Tincher Sluder, Republican. Family counselor wants private school funding and teachers to defer to parents, wants stronger law enforcement and penalties to stop crime. Website, sluderforsenate.com. Sluder is S-L-U-D-E-R, for F-O-R, senate.com. NC House District 114. Sherry M. Higgins, Republican. CPA in her accounting firm opposes gun control, supports Moms for Liberty, Family Values, and Enhancing Public Safety. Web, SherryHiggins4NC.com, and it is the number four. Eric Ager, Democrat, A-G-E-R, now in the North Carolina House, wants laws that will support small farmers and businesses, supports pay raises for teachers and affordable child care. Website, Eric Ager, E-R-I-C-A-G-E-R, for NC.com, and it is the number 4. North Carolina House District 115-115. Lindsay Prather, Democrat, P-R-A-T-H-E-R. Now in the North Carolina House, educator, focus, help working families, supports higher pay for school staff, affordable health care and housing, broadband access. Supports clean energy policies for good jobs, conservation, and our grandchildren. Website, Prather4NC.com, F-O-R. Ruth Smith, Republican, attorney in own law firm, focus get tough on crime, opposes affirmative action policies that increase opportunities for minorities, wants lower taxes, aid for private and public schools, more power for parents in schools. Website, ruthsmith.org. North Carolina House District 116, Brian Turner, Democrat. This candidate is unopposed. Choose your local officials. Buncombe County Board of Commissioners. The County Commission adopts the budget for schools, Sheriff's Department, and other agencies. It oversees land use, affordable housing, conservation programs, the Health Department, and many other vital services. Vote for one candidate for board chair and one candidate for your district. See ncvoter.org/guide for your district. Commission chair. Van Duncan, unaffiliated. Investigator with Biltmore Estate, former sheriff. Would remove bureaucratic obstacles for developing affordable housing, which is a critical need in the county. Wants to reduce the high level of government debt. Website, Van Duncan for Commissioner Chair.com. F-O-R. Amanda Edwards, Democrat. Now on County Commission, College Foundation CEO. Priorities, affordable housing, above living wage jobs, access to broadband, and well-funded public schools. Supports clean energy and water and preserving farmland. Website, electamandaedwards.com. Commission District 1, Jennifer Horton, Democrat, registered nurse and CEO of Living Waters Enterprises. Priorities, high quality education, affordable housing, fair taxes, business support, mental health services, and enhanced public safety and emergency services. Would address disparities in education and employment. Website, electjenniferhorton.com. Paul Benjamin, Republican, minister, says reducing regulations and taxes will help families. Wants to refund the police, train mentors, to support families and emphasize the role of fathers in family security. Website, renewbuncombe.com. Commission, District 2. Bruce O'Connell, unaffiliated, operates the Pisgah Inn. Priority, improving the water system, roadways, electric grid, broadband access, and public safety. Wants more discipline, SROs, and skills learning in schools. Website, BruceO'Connell.com. Terry Wells, Democrat, now on County Commission, farmer and former educator. Priorities, conserve natural resources and family farms, expand broadband, and invest in career and technical education. Supports smart growth, first responders, and small business. Website, TerryWellsForCommissioner.com, and it is F-O-R. Commission, District 3. Parker Sloan, Democrat. This candidate is unopposed. Buncombe County Board of Education. The Board of Education hires the school superintendent and oversees finances and school policies. This year, voters will elect one at-large board member and three members who live in districts but who are elected by all voters in the board's service area. In 2026, voters will elect three other board members. The district lines are new. The election is nonpartisan. At-large seat, Charles Martin, pastor of St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church. Priorities, provide high-quality education, foster innovation, and ensure equal opportunity for every student. Will champion equity and inclusion and equip teachers and staff with tools to create the best learning experience. Website, electcharlesmartin.com. Glenda P. Weinert, W-E-I-N-E-R-T, appointed to Board of Education, business owner. Wants to increase parent involvement in the school system and promote listening and collaboration. Says she is a fiscal conservative and staunch defender of public schools as critical to any community's future. Web, facebook.com/Glenda P. Weinert. All one word. Aria Williams, A-R-R-I-A. No information provided by the deadline. District 1, Ann B. Franklin, current chair of the Buncombe County Board of Education. Retired teacher, prioritizes security, safety and health of students, supports teachers and staff for helping each student's educational success. Website, none. Greg Parks, quality assurance manager, says, I think it is important for our community to maintain our focus on providing a complete and moral educational experience for our children. wants the school system to honor parental rights. Website, buncombe.nc.gop/269901. District 2, Nancy Shook, S-H-O-O-K, Hargrove, H-A-R-G-R-O-V-E, retired teacher, prioritizes recruitment and higher pay for teachers and staff, legislative lobbying, and positive publicity. Says she and other family members have invested our life's work as educators in this community. Web, facebook.com/profile.ph(p?id=6156446892749999). Sarah Disher Ratliff, R-A-T-L-I-F-F, compliance officer at finance company, wants to represent the views of working parents, says the most overwhelming key to a child's success is the involvement of parents, supports public vouchers for private schools with increased accountability. Web, facebook.com/SDISHERRATLIFF. Greg Cheatham, C-H-E-A-T-H-A-M, former teacher and coach, now at Asheville Fire Department, will make policy decisions that are research-based, fair, and always student-centered. Will build positive relationships between parents and the school system. Website? None. District 4. Jim Fulton, retired project manager, president of First Tuesday Conservatives Organization. Priorities? Responsible fiscal management, address disciplinary issues, improve reading, math, and science proficiency rates, accelerate high school graduation rates, and college/career readiness. Website, voteforjimfulton.com, and this is the number 4. Amy Churchill, now on Board of Education, respiratory therapist. Priorities. The safety and physical and mental health of students. Fair compensation for staff. Valuing community involvement. Achieving excellence in education. Opposes public school funds being used to subsidize private academies that lack public accountability. Website, amychurchill.org. Asheville City Council. The 7-member City Council hires the city manager and adopts policies for community and economic development, land use, recreation, public works, and other services. Voters elect 3 members this year, and the mayor, and 3 members in 2026. You may vote for up to 3 of the candidates profiled below. The 3 candidates with the most votes will win. Charles C.J. Domingo, Service Industry Manager. Priority: fix infrastructure, roads, water system, public transit, and utility services. Wants data-driven decisions made in open meetings. Website: cj4avl.com. Kevin Frazier, KevanFrazier. College Program Manager, Business Owner. Priority: provide responsive leadership so residents feel heard, respected, and served by the City Council. Wants more affordable housing for renters and owners. Website: kevin4avl.com, and that is the number 4. Roberto Bo Hess. Bo is B-O in parentheses. Hess, H-E-S-S. Adjunct professor at Western Carolina University. Priority: create a thriving Asheville by providing economic security, a proactive approach to mental wellness, adequate infrastructure, safety, and sustainable growth. Website: electbohess, all one word, .com. Todd Levin, L-E-A-V-E-N, attorney. Priority: invest in robust public safety, provide pay and resources for police and first responders to do their job. Would improve housing, public transit, and water supply. Levin is spelled L-E-A-V-E-N. The website is www.todelevaven4asheville.com. Kim Roney, R-O-N-E-Y, on City Council now, small business owner. Priority: affordable housing, better pay and programs, for example, HEART, in capital letters, H-E-A-R-T, for public safety, neighborhood resiliency, fair water rates, youth programs, and delivering reparations. Website: kimroney4asheville.com, and that is the number 4. Sage Turner, S-A-G-E, on City Council now, proprietor and project manager. Priority: recognize issues like housing as complex For example, gentrification, housing loss, and lack of housing supply. We'll use multiple fixes for safety, equity, and smart growth. Website, sageforasheville.com, and four is spelled out, F-O-R. Asheville City Schools Board of Education. Voters in the Asheville School District will elect 3 members of the Asheville Board of Education. The 7-member board hires the superintendent, oversees finances, and sets policy for the city schools. Vote for up to 3 of the candidates. George Sieberg, S-I-E-B-U-R-G, on board now, stresses importance of collaboration with parents, teachers, and other agencies in making decisions that best serve students. Website, none. Jesse Warren, on board now, says closing the achievement gap begins with one-on-one attention with students and outreach to connect with their families. Website, none. William Young, former teacher, now substitute. I understand what it takes to retain good teachers and put equitable solutions in place for all our kids. Website, none. Pepe Acebo, P-E-P-I, A-C-E-B-O, small business owner, PTO leader, says, don't close schools, change the boundaries of ACS and expand AC preschool so more students and parents can benefit. Website, pepeforasheville.com, and that is F-O-R. Use an early voting location, October 17th through November 2nd. Buncombe County voters can vote at any of the locations listed below during early voting, October 17th through November 2nd. You can use same-day registration to register and vote during early voting, but not on election day. See the last section of ncvoter.org/register. All of the following sites are open at these hours. Weekdays, Monday through Friday, October 17th through November 1st, 8 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Saturdays, October 19th and October 26th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sunday, October 27th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And Saturday, November 2nd, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Here is the list of all of the early voting locations. Bee Tree Fire Station, 510 Bee Tree Road, Swannanoa. Black Mountain Library, 105 North Doherty Street, Black Mountain. East Asheville Library, 3 Avon Road, Asheville. Enka-Candler Library, 1404 Sand Hill Road, Candler. Fairview Library, 1 Taylor Road, Fairview. Friendship Community Center, 142 Shiloh Road, Asheville. Lester Community Center, 2979 New Lester Highway, Lester. That is spelled L-E-I-C-E-S-T-E-R. North Asheville Library, 1030 Merrimon Avenue, Asheville. South Buncombe Library, 260 Overlook Road, Asheville. UNC Asheville Highsmith Building, 1 University Heights, Asheville. Upper Hominy Fire and Rescue Department, 1795 Pisgah, P-I-S-G-A-H, Highway, Candler. Weaverville Community Center, 60 Lakeshore Drive, Weaverville. Wesley Grant Southside Center, 285 Livingston Street, Asheville. West Asheville Library, 942 Haywood Road, Asheville. Questions about anything? Call the hotline at 888 Our Vote. That's 888 OURVOTE. Or you can visit ncvoter.org. NCVOTER is all one word. That's ncvoter.org. Or you can call the Buncombe County Board of Elections, 828-250-4200. That's 828-250-4200. And here are some questions for you. Change the Constitution? The North Carolina Constitution now says that a person born in the U.S. or naturalized is entitled to vote. This question is at the end of everyone's ballot. It reads, should the words change to say only a citizen of the U.S. is entitled to vote? Yes or no? Approve four bonds, and that's the number four. Asheville residents can vote yes or no to authorize the city of Asheville to issue bonds, borrow money, to finance 4 activities, that's the number 4, 4 activities over several years. Property taxes will pay off the bonds. And here they are. $20 million for affordable housing. $20 million for transportation. $20 million for parks and recreation. $20 million for public safety. See ncvoter.org/ASVBONDS for details about the bonds. That's ncvoter.org/ASVBONDS. And finally, other local elections. Depending on where you live, your ballot will include other offices. Candidates with no opposition are Buncombe County Register of Deeds, 2 district court judges, and the mayors of Biltmore Forest and Montreat. There are also contested races for Soil and Water Conservation District Supervisor, Black Mountain Town Council, Biltmore Forest Town Commission, and Montreat Town Commission. Review your ballot at ncvoter.org/guide, ncvoter.org/guide.